Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal prosecutors say the suspect accused of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course wrote a note to a friend months ago saying he intended to kill the former president. There's a bail hearing for Ryan Routh today. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Those new details that were released by the federal government in that court filing this morning is an attempt to persuade the judge that he should not be released.
Israel launched hundreds of airstrikes into southern and eastern Lebanon today, killing more than 180 people. The BBC's Hugo Bacheco.
They've been saying that this campaign against Hezbollah is intensifying, and what we're seeing here is a major escalation in these attacks.
Police still searching for suspects in Saturday's shooting outside a hookah lounge in Birmingham that killed at least four people. Gabriel Aslami was among the 17
Before
wounded.
I know it, I can't feel my leg, and I just fall to the ground.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha is the final destination on a Trump campaign bus tour in the state. What's called the Team Trump bus tour kicked off today. That tour will feature prominent Republican figures, including former Governor Tommy Thompson. The campaign events will culminate in a town hall meeting in Waukesha Wednesday night with speakers including Vivek Ramaswamy and Lara Trump. That event will be held at the Expo Center. The Great Lake is looking angry. A beach hazard statement remains in effect for Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties until this afternoon. That warns of dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan with waves up to 6 feet high and dangerous currents. A 12-year-old girl from Arizona has been arrested for making a threat against a Milwaukee school over the weekend. Police haven't said anything specific about the weekend threat or the school involved. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like that.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers, especially after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy showers in the morning, some sun in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
In a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy? Wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides? Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Next time, Todd's going to be back from Cheese Days in Monroe, and he's going to walk us through Vice President Harris's stop in Madison, as well as any other weekend news. Tune in.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, there's a guy from Four C's One Family who says on the text message, you want to read that for us, please, Calvin?
Yeah, he says he's listening from Taiwan. He says that the American people need to wake up. I'm not sure which side he thinks that falls on, but yeah, shout out Taiwan.
Yeah, he says American people need to wake up now. The way people in this part of the world feel, the U.S. has lost its way. That's all the way from Taiwan. But anyway, so Elon Musk, you know, says that humanity is doomed if Kamala Harris becomes president of the United States. You know, just because somebody has all the money in the world doesn't mean that they have any common sense. And so he says that America is doomed. Humanity, not America, but humanity is doomed. And one of the main reasons he's trying to get to Mars is because humanity on this earth is doomed. So, you know, he's working hard to create, you know, a society on Mars. Let me ask you, let me tell you how stupid that is. The chances of creating a society on Mars and with the climate, what it is on Mars, the chances of pulling that off in not only in Elon Musk's lifetime, but in the lifetime of his children, his grandchildren, his great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, it ain't happening. And so here's a man with all the financial resources in the world There's got to be something wrong with the mindset of a man who has that kind of wealth and he's concerned about, and he's saying humanity is doomed on this earth. Well, I would ask Elon Musk, sir, if you believe that humanity is doomed on this earth and you have the resources to change the trajectory of what's happening on this planet, why wouldn't you use your resources to change that trajectory? Because let's say they're able to pull off life on Mars. So who is it going to be, Calvin? Elon Musk and a handful of others who can afford to leave the Earth and move to Mars and what, re-establish civilization on Mars? I mean, that way of thinking to me is absolutely insane. Use your resources to preserve the planet you're on. 844-967-2789. Here's what Elon Musk had to say on yesterday. On Sunday night, Musk told his X followers that in just 2 years, he will send 5 spaceships to Mars. Eventually, he added, there will be thousands of starships going to Mars, and it will be a glorious sight to see. What? And wait a minute, man. However, the vocal Donald Trump supporter said another Democratic presidency would destroy the Mars program and doom humanity by drowning it in red tape. Musk also said earlier in the month, we will never reach Mars if Kamala Harris wins. I would say to you, Elon Musk, I'm not looking for us to reach Mars. And if you ask the majority of the American people, if you would ask the majority of the people living on the planet, if they would much rather live on Earth than wind up, moving to Mars, they would say, you're insane. Man, here's a man with all those resources. And he somehow believes that and his goal is to fill the skies, the universe, with ships carrying people to Mars. Didn't say the moon, it didn't talk about any other planet. His mind is fixated on reestablishing life on Mars when he should be talking about preserving life on this earth. 844-967-2789. And then he adds to that, well, if Kamala Harris gets elected, humanity is doomed. So let me now go to, because I want to tie this in with some other things that are disturbing as we follow this election cycle. Who was it? I was talking to somebody earlier, Calvin, who was asking me if I was watching, it might have been Mike from Kenosha, the commercials during the football games. And I got to tell you, I saw one that was so disturbing to me that I said I have to talk about it this morning. And this is a flat-out lie. I mean, they're telling all sorts of lies. But there's a commercial that said Senator Kamala Harris was looking to use taxpayer dollars for gender-affirming, changes to criminals and immigrants. I don't know if you saw that yet, Calvin.
I heard Donald Trump say it in the debate, but I haven't seen the ad.
And they're playing it over and over and over. I mean, why would you believe that any person, sane person, let alone a person running for president of the United States, would say we're going to use the taxpayer dollars for people who are incarcerated for sex change operations and immigrants who come into this country. This shows just how desperate these people are to tell those kinds of lies and repeat it over and over. You see the commercial or whatever it's called, not a commercial, but the fact that they can tell lies like that. And there's somebody who says, oh, by the way, I believe that. I think that's true. I gotta ask, what rock did you crawl from under to think that anybody running for president of the United States is going to say, yeah, we're going to spend taxpayer dollars for sex change operations to people who are in prison and immigrants who come here, illegal immigrants. But yeah, they're pushing that narrative. And there are people who on the right who know that's a lie. I mean, they know that's a flat-out lie, and yet they're going to be supporting that. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl, because she's flip-flopped on most issues.
Wait a minute. You always ask why I cut you off. This is not about her flip-flopping on issues. Address what I just said. Do you believe that Kamala Harris is looking to spend tax dollars on incarcerated people and illegal immigrants to have sex changes? Do you believe that?
Well, I believe what Bernie Sanders.
I'm not asking about Bernie Sanders. I'm not going to let you finish. Answer my question. Do you believe that she is supporting sex changes for incarcerated people and illegal immigrants? Do you believe that?
If she ever did an interview, you could ask the question.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You try. All you can do is try. It's absolutely because he clearly believes it. He clearly believes it because he didn't refute it. He wants to change the subject, but the worst part about it is he's not alone. How can somebody believe that? And yet those are the infomercials that are going out all over the nation. You would think that there would be some way to regulate that. The fact that that's allowed to go out over the airwaves is worse than shameful. I don't know what the criteria is. Maybe somebody in the listening audience does. But that kind of information, those kind of things should not be allowed over the airwaves because they're bald-faced lies. And anybody who believes that, you know, may somebody have mercy on you. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
So you may have heard of Project 2025, a plan crafted by Trump and his MAGA loyalists to give Trump virtually unchecked political power and take Black America backwards. Here's how. Project 2025 strips away our voting rights protections, and it eliminates the Department of Education. It would siphon public school funding to private schools, leaving our kids behind. Planning on going to college? Good luck paying for it. Project 2025 cuts funding for federal student loans. Trump's Project 2025 would also make states monitor women's pregnancies, and it bans abortion. Project 2025 would also gut Obamacare, ripping away health care from millions. Simply put, Trump's Project 2025 would be devastating to Black America. But we can stop it by voting for Kamala Harris for president, because we are not going back.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for president.
October 12th and 13th is Waukesha Unlocked. The doors to more than 80 businesses, restaurants, and churches will be unlocked to highlight the city's architecture, history, and behind-the-scenes operations. Tour the city clean water plant or booster pumping station. On Saturday, Bill Quackenbush talks about the history of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the significance of the mounds at Cutler Park. Don't forget to turn in your trail challenge cards at City Hall to be put into a drawing for great prizes. Visit Waukesha Unlocked headquarters at City Hall between 10 and 4 on Saturday or Sunday for more information.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, you know, I mean, I'm watching these, you know, I call them commercials because I can't think of anything else. And I watch this over and over and over. You know, presidential candidate Kamala Harris supports using taxpayer dollars to pay for sex change operations for prisoners and illegal immigrants. And I saw it. They ran it back to back three times. And you know it's a lie. And I don't know if there's so clearly there's not a standard at all. When we talk about what they're allowing on the airways, there used to be a time when you couldn't get away with that. They would not allow that. And yet, here it is. And then, you know, a guy calls and I asked him if he believes that. He wants to change the subject. It's a simple answer. You either believe it or you don't. But I know it's a lie. And everybody else knows it's a lie, even the people who put it out. Let's go to Steph from Green Bay. Good morning to you. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. To pick up on your topic you're speaking about, I feel like you're giving us a lie, but you're not giving us the info of why it's a lie or any evidence.
What do you mean? No evidence. Where is it? Where is the evidence that she said she's going to? Where does she ever physically say she's going to use taxpayer dollars to support sex change operations for prisoners and immigrants? What do you mean? What do I have to prove to you? They're making the allegation.
Yeah, see, the point, but the thing is that you do a lot of talking on your show, like you overtalk people instead of providing facts so that we can go and say, okay, she didn't do that or she did do it. Because there's more evidence that when she was in California, that was her mission. She did have a lot to do with the
Let me say this to you, man. You want to talk about facts. You prove a fact to me that Kamala Harris, when she was in California, that she said, yeah, we want to make sure that prisoners get sex change operations on the government's dole. You tell me, because that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. So can you provide the evidence that it's not true?
No. But see, listen, man. Listen, this is not flip-flop, okay? I'm not the one who's out here creating commercials saying that that's the case. So the impetus is not on me to prove anything. I'm not the one putting that lie out there.
Getting your information based off a commercial, but you haven't done any research to say, okay, here's an article that proves that Kamala Harris did not have anything to do with this.
No, let me try this one more time, sir. People can create and say anything that they want to say in this society. They have a right to free speech. And so just because people say things doesn't mean it's true. So because these people are making those allegations against her, it's not incumbent upon me to dig down and find out whether or not she said it or not. The people who are posing these allegations are the ones who should be able to prove what it is they're saying. Has nothing to do with me doing any research.
You didn't do any research to prove that it's a lie, but you want us to... You didn't go look yourself to see if it's a lie. You just went off the commercial of what you heard from somebody saying is what I'm saying.
Hey, let me say this to you for the last time, Steph. Common sense tells you. You lack some of that. Common sense tells you that nobody, be it Kamala Harris or anybody in government, is going to use taxpayer dollars for sex change operations for prisoners and immigrants. Maybe you haven't lived long enough to understand that.
You know how to have a conversation without, like, we two grown men, so we have a conversation without it. So I don't have to, just because you don't know, or I think you don't know something, I don't have to say maybe you don't.
Hey, young man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles.
Good morning, Earl. You tried common. Everybody's not born with common sense. Earl, I saw the same ad you saw, and I couldn't believe it. Not only did I see that ad about Kamala Harris, but I also saw an ad basically saying that Tammy Baldwin
same thing
in support of some clinic in Madison that was performing sex change operations on minors, and they didn't need their parents' consent.
I saw the same commercial.
But when you're losing, Earl, and they know they're losing, then they come out with all the nasty lies. They're not falsehoods. They're not untruths. They're straight-up lies. They did the same thing with Mandela Barnes.
Yes.
When Ron Johnson was losing in the polls, and the poll came out that he was losing, they right away, they made it seem like Mandela Barnes bought the truck for the man, told the man this is the route you take to run people down because they were losing. They tried to run the same thing against Tammy Baldwin, and I wish the mayor would have came out with Mandela Barnes and said that wasn't true, but he did it with Tammy Baldwin.
Hey.
When they're losing, Earl, all they do is lie.
Hey, Charles, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Hang on, guys. We'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's campuses are coming off modest general aid increases from the legislature. Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges System, says they'll be requesting more funding in the next budget cycle.
We understand that our students often come from limited means. They have limited financial resources, and so we try to keep tuition as low as possible.
Merrifield says the programs technical schools offer can be expensive to maintain, but affordability needs to remain a priority. And divers have found a treasure in Lake Michigan, a steam tug that sank almost 130 years ago. Two historians from the Wisconsin Underwater Archaeology Association set out to search Lake Michigan for it. They are far from the first. And after reviewing some historical records, they started near Algoma, and they were right. They found the John Evenson, which sunk in 1895. In 2023, 13 shipwrecks were found in Wisconsin waters. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 12-year-old girl from Arizona has been arrested for making a threat against a Milwaukee school over the weekend. Police haven't said anything specific about the weekend threat or the school involved. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling money from a Racine school will spend several years in prison. Heather Wentold pleaded guilty to embezzlement charges for allegedly misusing Sonnenberg school funds. She pleaded guilty in Racine County Court to three offenses, with the judge giving her a three-year prison sentence and 5 years extended supervision. TOSA voters can be heard tonight. The Wauwatosa School District is holding a Q&A session at the admin building to talk about referendums on the November ballot. The referenda are split into two questions. One, a $16 million increase for the next school year to cover teacher salaries and benefits. The other, $60 million over two decades for district projects. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on ex-Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. A few scattered showers, especially after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, cloudy showers in the morning, some sun in the afternoon with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we talked to Julie Lossa with more ways that the Biden-Harris administration has been investing in Wisconsin's smaller towns and the rural economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
is what you're searching for. Yeah, I hope that love will stay. You just can't throw love away. No, no, I feel like reaching for the sky.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I want to apologize for indulging myself just for a moment. You know, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. So we're talking about the commercials and these horrible, horrible lies. Just flat out lies that are being told. And Calvin, there's so many great text responses. I don't know if you want to read some before we go back to the phone lines, but there's so many of them, you know, and they're right on point.
Yeah, we got Tom from LA texting in. It is amazing to me how the left always has to show proof, whereas the right doesn't prove anything. And yeah, I think that just really goes to the one of the callers we had in the last segment talking about how we needed to prove that this commercial was a lie. Well, if she didn't say it, there's nothing for us to show you.
You know, so anyway, so many texts. We really appreciate it. Wish I had more time to get to all of them. Let's go to Eric from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Calvin. Hey, I just wanted to say I did a little research on this because I saw those ads too, and you can. It looks as if they're cutting and pasting the video.
Yes.
To create the impression that she's like that she's actively advocating for this for all inmates. But I did some research, and there is, again, like every lie, there's a kernel of truth. Let me say, in 2015, when she was the Attorney General in California, she stated that she agreed with the California Department of Corrections decision. This was their decision to provide transitional care for one particular inmate that had been deemed medically necessary. So the state of California and the correctional department made this decision. She agreed with it. She didn't, it wasn't her decision. It wasn't her policy. So they came to an agreement with a national transgender group to provide care for one inmate. She didn't step in and fight the decision is what it basically came down to, and said that she would continue to support these types of decisions that they made, not her again. In other words, her office would not deny those American citizens the same right that other American citizens have. That was the length. That was the extent of it. It's not her policy. She basically didn't step in and stop the Department of Corrections from doing this while she was the AG. And that's where the kernel of truth is.
So, you know, and Eric, thank you for bringing that forth. So how did the immigrant, the illegal immigrant part of it get added?
Heard nothing about that.
Well, this is part of that commercial. They said for inmates and illegal immigrants, whatever. We do know it's a flat out lie. She did not advocate for that. She is not advocating for it now. You know, and so, you know, for the young man who said I needed to prove that she didn't say it, it's just, you know, it's asinine. You know, Donald Trump says a million different things that are flat out lies. And people, everybody knows it's a lie. He even knows he's lying. And yet those kinds of things can be, you know, allowed to be seen over the airways. I'm challenging the fact that we allow those kinds of things to happen over these airways when we know they're lies. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Well, I want to say two topics, the Mars and the advertising.
Yes.
you know, after actually Vance admitted that they're making up the stories, it's just a, bunch of topics. What can you scare people with?
Yes.
Texas, immigration, sex change, and jails. Let's put it together so it's real, real scary and confusing. This is what it is. That's the only thing I see there. And I mean, I understand not everybody are because, oh, it's on TV. It must have been right. But you already said that they will make up any story to bring attention. So it's just a gossip. It's an old lady gossip. Now, about Mars, okay, fine. You know, people were laughing at travelers and discoverers who were looking for America, right? They were couldn't understand why you need to look for America. But my question is, okay, fine, wonderful. You want to have a base on Mars. Wonderful. People who open up the America to the world very soon figured it out. They don't have enough people to work. This is why they brought slaves over here. Who's working in the Mars if everybody are rich?
You know, Corinna, you've got too much common sense for the program. You know, it's true. You know, for him to make the statements that he made and nobody call him out on it and say, hey, Elon. Man, what are you drinking and smoking, man? The chances of creating, a civilization on Mars, you know, clearly nobody who's living today, including a newborn child, is going to be around when, you know, this society can create, you know, another society on Mars. It ain't happening. The chances of it are so remote. There's so many things aligned against it. Can you imagine, Karina, we're living on this earth with the most ideal planet of all of them that has been created to sustain life, air, water, food, you know, the proximity of the earth to the sun. That brings about the changes of the seasons, where the earth is located, in harmony with the sun, the earth being the only planet that offers all of those things. You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm just a common sense guy. But why would you not be concerned about saving the planet that you're on? You know, well, if Kamala gets elected, another lie. If she gets elected, what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to go to Mars. And then there are people, yeah. I guess the guy who called me early and told me to prove it, you know, come on. Thank you very much for the call, as always, Corinne. Appreciate it. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call again. You know, I found it very peculiar that somebody's asking for you to substantiate a claim when we're still living the big lie yet today. it's almost like we're in different universes.
Another person is too smart. Another person is too smart for the show. But anyway, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
So my thing is, you know, when you have these terrorism types of ads on TV, we don't have the ability to whisk away the 4-year-old grandchildren or the 6 or 8-year-old kids. They're exposed to this nonsense, and it's making an impression. For sure, it is on them. So again, a cumulative. If they're watching these hateful BS laden ads, you know, when they're 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 years old, do you think they're going to care much about our nation and our republic when they become adults? Hell no. So, you know, that's my whole point is is, you know, we love the freedom of speech. We embrace it, and we want others in all people to have that luxury, that gift, I would say. But darn it, we need to use it in the right way. We shouldn't be able to libel or slander anybody, much less leaders of the free world that we're expecting, you know, to take the baton and run with for the next generation and the generation after that.
So, Mike,
we need to begin protecting America.
So, Mike, you and I are old enough to remember when that kind of stuff wasn't allowed on the airways. You couldn't just say anything on the airways, right? I mean, you couldn't just flat out tell the kind of lies that are being told now. I mean, I'm dumbfounded every time I see these flat out lies, man. The people know their lies. I mean, the people who are creating them. There's not an ounce of truth in them.
But yet they want to insist that corporations are people and money speech. That is at the core, just like Tom from L.A. Reminds us early and often. It is. Dark money is what's making this our great nation, you know, crack in its foundation.
Hey.
We need to fix this, and we can. We just have to believe we can, and we can do this.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Hey, CJ, if you can stay on topic, I'll give you an opportunity. Go ahead.
Stay on topic. I'm telling you what.
No.
Senator Bernie Sanders said. Earl, why is that a problem? This is Senator Bernie Sanders. He's saying that she, Kamala, is saying what? Am I there?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay. Well, but Senator Sanders said that she's saying what she has to say to get elected.
Okay, CJ. Does Donald Trump not say what he has to say to get elected?
He says it right out loud, and a lot of people don't like some of his opinions, but they love his policies.
Oh, I said, no, okay, wait a minute. So here's why it's so hard to have a dialogue with you. You say that Kamala Harris is saying whatever she has to say to get elected. Donald Trump says likewise. And so what's the difference?
Because I think he's being honest.
Oh, you think
and his values.
Well, the operative thing is you think he's being honest. You don't know. But in her case, you right away condemn her and say she's not being honest. You don't know whether Donald Trump is being honest or not. You just assume he's being honest because he's your man.
No, Earl, she's been, it's quite obvious.
What's quite obvious?
She doesn't do interviews. She doesn't do interviews. She doesn't state her policies. She says that her values haven't changed, but she's changed her opinion on a lot.
Hey, CJ, you know, man, 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund. PowerToThePollsFund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go back to the phone lines, this is CNN this morning. Trump is getting wilder and wilder, but the White House race remains a toss-up. Democrats have bet the destiny of the White House on the premise that once voters remember the chaos and divisiveness of Donald Trump's presidency, he'd suffer an election-defining slump. While weeks of outlandish rhetoric by the ex-president have revived memories of the cacophony of his four White House years and shattered perceptions that he's running a more disciplined campaign than in 2020 or 2016. But the nature of the race is a toss-up. Contest in swing states has not budged. Trump has peddled baseless rumors that immigrants in Ohio are eating pets. He's warned that Jewish voters will be to blame if he loses in November. He's refused to openly condemn a protege in a North Carolina gubernatorial contest who described himself as a black Nazi on a porn site. As CNN's K-File reported last week, Trump also reacted to a second apparent assassination attempt by implying that Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats are inviting such attacks when they highlight his refusal to accept his 2022 election loss and say he's a danger to democracy. Let's go back to Gary from Sussex. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question, Earl. Do you think that Kamala Harris does believe in fracking or not believe in fracking? Because the last time she said it, she said during the debate, no, I'm for fracking. But then, of course, back in September of 2019, she said, no, I'm against it.
Hey, Gary, you want the truth? I don't care whether she believes in fracking or not. Okay? I'm just telling you straight up. I don't care. Is fracking the number one issue that people are concerned about in this country? Absolutely not. So I'm not stuck on whether or not she changed her mind on fracking.
Okay, what about abortion? Okay, so I don't know about you, but I'm going to ask you a question, two questions. What do you think about her, and what do you think about yourself?
Hey, Gary.
Do you believe?
Hey, Gary.
Let me ask the question.
Yeah, well, Gary, you know, how many talk show hosts do you know that you can call up and ask them questions?
You're great. That's why I listen to you.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Okay. So do you believe Kamala Harris believes that and wants and supports abortion all the way up until the moment of birth? And do you believe that abortion should be up to the moment of birth?
I mean, man, well, thank you very much for the call, man. I mean, come on, man. Come on. You know. Hey, Brendan, go ahead.
My God, it's like banging your head against the wall. And you got to get some music at home, because I saw you digging that music a couple breaks back. It was amazing. But anyway, listen, CJ, you and me can go to the border, get that free house, and then after we get our free house, we're going through the border, because Kamala's going to buy us a home. We're going to go to the local high schools and elementary schools and get some elective surgery done. Gary, do you truly believe that he believes in Project 2025, or do you believe the crap he says when he tries to say he doesn't know anything about it? Give me a break. It's a cult. It's a cult. Hello, everybody, wake up. It's a cult. It doesn't matter what he says.
Hey, Brenda, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we've had a, very enlightening Monday morning. I love coming here after a weekend and interacting with you, the listening audience. Again, whatever the Earl Ingram Show is predicated on you, the listeners, and you, the callers. Because, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. But I have to tell you, I don't do radio the same way most do. I can't think of many hosts anywhere, and I've listened to radio over 40 years, who are going to allow callers to ask them questions. Hey, world, do you believe that there should be early abortion? Do you believe in... Come on, man. What is that? You can't call a conservative talk show and ask any of the hosts a question. You may get 10 seconds to answer their question, but that's not how we do radio here. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madner and Greg Bach, Madner on Air. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Shaw WAUK. Jane Madner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global will be here to talk about gas and energy prices. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Madner on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.